朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我这个礼拜在主面前的祷告说，主啊，求你把你的话当成一面镜子来照我自己。
My prayer when I prepared this message was, Lord, may your words be a mirror that I can see myself in.
我越查这段圣经，我越觉得我跟老大好像。
The more I look into it, the more I see myself in the older son.
当我在思想的时候，想到过去这些年来，因为这个老大的心态，教会受到很大的亏损。
When I meditate upon how I've reacted as like the older son in the church for the past many years, perhaps I caused much casualties.
他第一个见解是什么呢？
What is this first lesson?
他把本分当功德。
He looked at his own responsibility as a merit to be earned.
他把自己的本分当成夸耀的东西来讲。
Things that really belongs to his actual responsibility, he was proud of.
你看他29节怎么说。
What did he say in verse 29?
他对父亲说。
He said to his father,
我服侍你这多年从来没有违背过你的命。
In English, it's a little stronger. It says, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
Never disobey your order. 我从来没有违背过你的命令。这是可以夸耀的吗？还是说这是他的本分？
Is this something that he should be proud of, or is this just his responsibility?
请问一个孩子听爸爸的话，这是个功德呢，还是一个本分呢？
Is it a merit or is it the responsibility for a son to listen to his father?
不错，他有这样一个事实，但是这个事实难道可以成为在上帝的面前一个夸耀和功德吗？
Even though this is a fact that he did not disobey his father's orders, is this something that he can be proud of before God?
我发现他很大胆，他说从来没有，哇，这句话我从来不敢讲，从来没有这四个字。
I feel that he is perhaps very courageous because we have a saying, never say never.
有一次我在讲这个夫妻专题的时候。
One time when I was speaking on the seminar, relation between husband and wife.
我说没有不吵架的夫妻。
I said, there is no couple that will not argue.
散会以后有一个太太就来找我。
Afterwards, a wife came up.
理直气壮。
With a very strong reasoning tone.
所以李牧师，别人是如此，我们可没有吵过架。
That Pastor Lee, this may be true for all other couples, but in our relation, we have never argued.
我赶快跟他道歉。
So I immediately apologized.
从那个时候以后。
From that time on.
我讲这个东西的时候就是这样讲，很少没有不吵架的夫妻。
So from now on, I would say very rarely will there be a couple that does not argue.
过了十几分钟以后，那个丈夫跑来找我。
But after some tens of minutes, the husband came up.
看看太太不在旁边，他跟我讲了一句话。
He looked, saw that his wife wasn't around, and he said some words to me.
他说李牧师他忘记了。
The Pastor Lee, my wife forgot.
从来没有。
I have never.
也许他真的做到了。
Perhaps he has actually achieved this.
即使做到，这是他应该尽的本分。
Even though he might have achieved this, this is something that he ought to do.
如果我们从22节来看老大的话，22节是讲老二。我们若从22节来看老大的话。
Although verse 22 was the words of the father for the younger son, but if we apply this to the older son,
我十分的相信这个老大跟他的弟弟一样，手上戴着代表儿子身份的戒指。
I'm sure that for the older son, his finger will carry the ring that signifies his authority in the home.
他身上穿着代表儿子荣耀的袍子。
I'm sure that he has the robe that signifies the glory of being the son in the sanctuary.
也许他脚上也穿着代表他不是奴仆的鞋子。
Very possibly his feet would have sandals that show he is not a hired servant.
但是我们越看这段圣经，我们越发现一件事情：虽然他不是仆人，但是这个人是没有自由的，没有真自由的人。
But when we look into his reactions and his attitudes, even though he is a son, he acts as if he doesn't really have true freedom.
刚刚孙弟兄读二十九节的时候，大家有没有注意到中文说我服侍你这多年，英文说 Look, all these years I have been slaving for you. 我不是单单服侍而已，我是做你的奴隶。
In the Chinese version, the older son was saying, I have served you for many years, but in the New International Version, it says, I've been slaving for you.
不错，我们今天做神的仆人的，在原文，在希腊文是奴仆的意思。
Yes, it's true for us to be servants of the Lord. In the original sense, it means we are his slaves.
但是在这个地方，我们不要忘记，他是一个儿子。他在家里面的侍奉的地位是个儿子的身份来侍奉他的父亲。
But we should not forget the fact that he is a son in this home.
儿子在家里面有应尽的义务，也有该享的权利。
There are certain responsibilities of the son, and there are also then certain things that he is entitled to.
我曾经做过这样的一个比方。
I have made the following analogy.
一个儿子在家里面做家事。
For a son to do family chores at home.
他尽义务，所以他做得很勉强。
Even though it's his responsibility, he did it, he didn't do it willingly.
那么这个孩子在家里面做家事，如果从享权利的角度来看，他是一个快乐，是一个喜乐。
But if a son serves in the family and looks at this as a privilege for him,To serve the family, then he would do this out of joy.
而尽义务和享权利不同在哪里呢？
So what's the difference?
尽义务的地方是在他自己的家，享权利的地方是在他女朋友的家。
The difference is when you look at this as a responsibility, you're doing the chores at home. But when you look at this as a privilege, you're doing the chores at your girlfriend's home.
所以当我们今天侍奉的时候，从不同的角度带来完全不同的。一个心态和反应。
So when we serve in the church, depending on our viewpoint, it may bring about a very different attitude.
我越来越发现，我带着一个享权力的心态来读经、来祷告的时候，我越灵修越满足。
I feel that when I come and study the scriptures and pray before the Lord and look at this as a privilege, I begin to enjoy more and more this time.
有的时候我们读经读得很累，祷告祷告得很怕，对不对？
Sometimes we get tired of studying the scriptures and we are afraid of praying.
基本的原因就是我们心态不对。
The very fundamental difference is our attitude.
如果我们今天是带着想权利，今天主把他的话打开给我们读，这不是一个权利吗？我们为什么要把读经看成一种义务呢？
Why do we look at studying the scripture as a responsibility? This is a special privilege for us.
我发现，我越用享权利的心态来摆上时间，甚至摆上金钱，我发现我越侍奉越快乐。
And so when I serve in the church and I give of my time and of my money and I view this as a privilege, then I will enjoy it.
我们有没有注意到？今天教会里面给我们有压力的充满气焰的是什么样的人呢？
What kind of people in the church will give us pressure?
一个刚刚蒙恩的人对我们来讲没有压迫感。
A person who's just recently turned to the Lord will not give us any pressure.
我们发现那些做基督徒做多年的，大家都觉得他很属灵的那些人，我们来到礼拜堂里面觉得他给我们的压迫感最大。
But perhaps those who have been Christians for a long time, people who are termed, quote, spiritual, would give us a lot of pressure.
引用圣经是好的，但是如果碰到一个人动不动说，哎，你看经上这样说，经上那样讲，你到时候一敬而远之。
Yes, to refer to the Bible is a very good thing, but if you come to a person and he will quote from the Bible left and right and make you feel bad, then you will refrain from coming close to this person.
更糟糕的是在教会里面多花一点时间，多花一点金钱，他就觉得他比你高一等。
What is even more terrible is the person that spends a little bit more time, put in a little bit more offering, and feel that he is superior to you.
弟兄姊妹，这样的老大赶走许许多多教会的老二。
Brothers and sisters, such an older brother would chase away many younger brothers.
什么时候一个人在教会自觉的有功劳，他就很快像他的像这个大儿子一样。
Anytime when you feel that you have merit in this church, you are behaving as if the older brother.
我先不讲他有什么现象哈，我们常常听见人家用 burn out 这两个字来讲一些人形容一些人在教会里面侍奉到最后垮掉了。
Very often these days we hear people use the term that this person is burned out in the church.
我常常向我挑战，自我挑战。
I very often challenge myself.
我说，如果今天教会原谅我有，现在开始有一点点老大的心态。
Forgive me for behaving now like an older brother.
我说，如果今天全教会来比的话
，If I'm going to compare this whole church,
谁在这个教会里面出力最多
？Who has put in the most amount of effort in this church?
我说，原谅我暂时做一下老大，我想大概是主任牧师，对不对？
Forgive me, I would say, well, perhaps it's the senior pastor.
那我就向我自己提出挑战。
So I challenged myself.
我如果所花的时间最长，所花的功夫最大，应该第一个 burn out 是我。
If I spend so much effort and so much time in the service in this church, then if someone is going to be burned out, that should be me.
我说主啊，我不能 burn out. 如果我一 burn out, 大家后面都 burn out, 大家像骨牌原理一样，每个人都可以，言之有理。
And I tell the Lord, I cannot burn out because then it will lead to all the others.
当这个孩子，这个大儿子，他在父亲的面前把本分拿来做功德的时候，有两个现象。
When this older son came before his father and he viewed his privilege as a responsibility.
三十节。
Verse 30.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了他你的产业他等等等等。
But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes come home, you did this and this.
一种说不出来的看不起他的弟兄和姐妹的感觉。
Here he really looks down upon his brother.
他开始在教会里面觉得他不可一世，他比什么人都要属灵，比什么人都要爱主。
He would feel that he is more spiritual than anybody else, and he loves the Lord more.
不只会批评
，not only accusation，
也很会生气。
He's also easily angered.
二十八节
，verse 28，
大儿子却什么生气
？The older brother became angry，
因为他觉得人人都不如他。
Because he feels nobody else can compare with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前需要这样来求主光照我们自己。
We need to ask God to shine His light on us.
我刚才说，我看这个老大好像看到我自己。
I've just mentioned this when I read about this older son. I seem to read myself.
因为我曾经批评过弟兄姊妹。
Yes, I have criticized others.
我曾经为着弟兄姊妹的一些不负责任在教会里面的态度生过气。
Yes, I've become angry about certain people who acted irresponsibly in the church.
应该生气吗
？But should I get angry?
应该批评吗
？Should I criticize?
我们说不应该。
We say we should not.
怎么克服
？So how do we overcome?
弟兄姊妹，还是那一个很简单的一个基本的一个真理，就是回到恩典的里面。
The fundamental truth that we need to return to is the truth of grace.
上个礼拜是二十四周年。
Last week marks the 24th anniversary of our church.
我们在外面有一个大生日卡片。
So we designed this large birthday card outside in the church corridor.
我想了很久，我要写什么字在上面。
I thought for a long time what kind of words should I put on this card.
我写了四个字，恩上加恩。
So I wrote down grace. upon grace.
第一个恩是得救的恩典，我今日成为何等人是神的恩造成。
My first grace is the grace of salvation.
第二个恩是我今天能够侍奉主的这个特权，也是神的恩典。
The second grace is the special privilege that I have that I can serve God.
一个在恩典里面的人，他比较不会生气；一个在恩典里面的人，他不会批评别人。
One who knows that he is in grace will not easily become angry and criticize others.
弟兄姊妹，求主拿掉我们老大的心态。
Brothers and sisters, may God help us to take away our attitude of the older son.
前面的一年我们还要传福音。
In the coming year, we will still share the gospel.
刚刚过的这个礼拜，我们一一对出去就带了两个人决志信主。
Just this past week, the evangelism explosion team went out to visit and we already led two people to the Lord.
我没有看到这两位是不是今天在我们中间。
I don't see them here today.
不过我相信他们是来了，因为他们跟我打电话说他们会来聚会。
I thought they were coming because they did call me and said they will be coming today.
但是弟兄姊妹，明年的今天他们在哪里呢？
But brothers and sisters, by next year, where will they be?
去年我们有47个人受洗归入教会。
Last year, we had 47 people baptized to the name of the church.
这47个人今天在哪里？
Where are these 47?
你说有很多的原因。
You say there are many reasons.
我同意。
I agree.
但愿我们在那么多的原因里面减掉一个原因，就是老大的心态。
But let us take away one of the reasons, and that is our elderly son's attitude.
不要把本分当功德。
So first, do not look at our privilege as our responsibility.
第二，不要重工作而轻关系。
Secondly, let's not pay more attention to the work than to the relation.
实在不错，这个大儿子他在家里面是尽心努力的做事。
Yes, this older son have been working in the house. With faithfulness.
但是他在家里面的关系太差。
But he has very poor relations.
请看二十七节。
Verse 27.
仆人说：“你兄弟来了。”
The servant says, "Your brother has come."
请看三十二节。
In verse 32.
父亲说：“只是你这个兄弟。”
Because this brother of yours.
父亲提醒他，仆人也提醒他。这个回来的是你的兄弟。
The servants and the father reminded him, "This is your brother."
他从来没有称他的弟弟为弟弟过。
But he has never treated him as his brother.
他怎么称他的弟弟呢？
How did he call his brother?
三十节他怎么称呼？
In verse 30,
你这个儿子。
This son of yours,
你的儿子
is your son,
不是我的弟弟。
It's not my brother.
一个人如果到了那种反目不认亲的时候，这是何等可怕的事情。
Such a frightening picture of someone who refuses to acknowledge his own flesh and blood.
他跟他弟弟的关系不好的原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason that caused this breakdown in relations between brothers?
因为他跟他父亲的关系不好。
It probably stems from the fact that the older son does not have good relation with the father.
你如果从十一节一直读下来，那个浪子，那个老二，都五次称父亲为父亲过。
If you read from verse 11, starting the beginning of the story to the end, you would see the younger son calling his father father at least 5 times.
但是这个老大从来没有像他的弟弟一样称他的父亲为父亲过。
But in this story, you do not see the older son calling his father father.
二十七节，仆人提醒他，你的父亲。
In verse 27, the servant reminded him, "Your father has killed the fattened calf."
二十八节，耶稣提醒他说，他的父亲。
In verse 28, he was reminded his father.
然后到了三十一节，我们看见父亲对他说，儿啊，他的父亲称他为儿子。
And in verse 31, the father says, "My son."
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做基督徒？
What is a Christian?
什么叫做在神家里面的人？
What does it mean to be a part of the heavenly family?
我们认识我们的神是我父亲的人。
It is for those who understand that the Heavenly Father is our Father.
而今天你在神的家，你跟你父的关系不正常，你不可能跟你弟兄姐妹的关系正常。
But if you do not have a normal relation with the Heavenly Father, then you cannot have a normal relation with your brothers and sisters in this family of God.
我没有时间跟大家分享这一段后面这一点。
We do not have time to go through the details of the second portion.
焦牧师上个礼拜在这里。
Pastor Chiu was here last week.
他告诉我说他们在加州的教会。
And he told me about their church in California.
每个礼拜天中午，很多人来吃中饭，因为他们吃中饭免费。
During Sunday afternoon, many people come to their church for lunch because it's free.
可是那些人是什么人呢？
And he said, what kind of people come?
都是一些酒鬼 homeless people.
Many drunkards and many homeless people.
因为他们一告十，十告百，很多人都知道这个地方礼拜天有 Chinese food 可以吃。
Because the word has gone out that on Sunday afternoon, you can go to this church for a free Chinese lunch.
我心里听了很复杂。
When I heard this, I have a very complex reaction.
弟兄姊妹，我们要用爱，我们要向他们表示爱，需要钱，对不对？我们需要买，我们要买这些食物。
For us to express love, we need to use money to buy the food.
今天教会，我相信如果会用成语的话，很多人会说：“哎呀，李牧师啊，我们巧妇难为无米之炊呀、啊。我们有心，但是我们没有钱。你看看我们教会的经济。”我们已经有好几个月有赤字。
Perhaps when I say this, some will react and say, Pastor Lee, our church actually has a deficit right now. How can you talk about additional ministries?
我们怎么去爱
？How can we love?
弟兄姊妹，我今天讲的是一个牵涉很广的一个题目。
Brothers and sisters, what I have touched on is a very large topic.
求主提醒我们。
But may God remind us.
严长老说，前面还有24年，我们要继续的努力要走。
Last week, Elder Yan reminded us that we want to have another at least 24 years to go.
李长老提醒我们说，我们要开前门，要关后门。
Elder Lee said we should open up our front gates and close the back exit.
开前门请人进来，关后门不要让人家跑掉。
To welcome people to come in and do not allow them to escape.
我们把老大的心态拿掉。
Let us take away the attitude of the older brother.
我们低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父，当我在传讲信息的时候，孩子心里面有很强的自责。
Heavenly Father, even as I preach this message, I have an accusation in my own heart.
主啊，让我在你的面前先把老大的心态从我心里拿掉。
Lord, remove the older brother's symptom from my heart.
主啊，把复兴领到这个教会。
So that revival will come to our church.
主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name, we pray.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。